Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Buddy, who's in his early 20s and grossing over $2 million a year selling and breeding reptiles. So we're going to be bringing him on, finding out about his business and everything else that goes along with that. And it seems like really interesting stuff. So anyway, here we go. So Buddy, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you?
Thanks Good. For having me on. Good. Thanks. So what's up?
Not much, you know. My name's Buddy, of course. And I sell reptile supplies and feeder insects.
I did not expect that. It's funny, actually growing up I had a ton of lizards and reptiles. I had I've had like two leopard geckos, an iguana, bearded dragon, anoles, chameleon. I basically had a zoo. I had a zoo growing up.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of people say that, actually.
Yeah,
a lot of people say that. So we started, actually, with bearded dragons. Mm-hmm. It was my first pet back in, like, third grade. And, yeah, it's kind of just evolved, and we got more bearded dragons and started selling them. So now we've been reptile expos almost every weekend where people can go meet the breeder, you know, everything like that. So we sell the reptiles there. So we do that, and we bring like a mobile store. So we've got all the supplies. We've got the tanks, the feeder insects, the heat mats, the lights, all that fun stuff.
How much do you make doing this?
It's
what everyone wants to know. How much do you make? But yeah.
Right now we're projected to do like $2.3 million this year. Next year we're hoping to do $3.6 to $4 million.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really blown up from a first pet.
What is the profit margin on that? On like, you know, $2 million.
We try to keep it like 50%. It's between like 30% and 50% for the year.
That's really good margin. So you're saying off like 2 million, 30% to 50% would be, you know, almost $1 million a year, $600 to $1 million a year in profit.
Yeah. But that's before all the expenses and stuff like that. So this year we're probably going to net 150 or so, 150,
okay.
200.
Personally. Okay. When did you realize that, like, all of a sudden you could make money doing it? Because most kids, you know, don't have a reptile like, ooh, we can make some money off this leopard gecko. How did that start?
So we started, like I said, in third grade, I got my first pet and we knew a guy that owned a pet store. And he gave us a female, and we started breeding him. We gave him half the babies. We kept half. We just gave him away.
How do you do that in third grade?
It was just my first pet. So, you know.
So you just put two of them together. They
just
did
put
their
two
thing.
Of them together, a male and a female, and they breed.
Huh.
So we started breeding them. We ended up not having any more people to just give them to. Hmm. So we started vending reptile expos in the area. So we got into some of the bigger expos and we just sold the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we brought in some lights for them as well. We figured, you know, if we're going to sell them, we might as well sell the light that we recommend for them as well.
Right.
So that got us into the product side of it. And then if we're going to sell the light, we might as well sell the dome. And if we're going to sell the dome, we might as well sell the cage. And if we're going to sell the cage, we need the thermostat, the hides, the water bowls, all that fun stuff so they have a full setup.
Hmm.
So then we kind of just built that up at the expos, and now we sell everything for chameleons, leopard geckos, beardies, you know, anything you can think of, snakes, ball pythons, boas, any reptile you can think of, we've got everything you need for it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here?
So right now we just opened up our own show, our own expo in Maryland.
Okay.
Down in Havre de Grace, and we're doing that almost once a month now, and we're looking to build up that. It's a separate company technically, but we're looking to build that side up as well so that we can go to our own expos and vend. So we're getting kind of all of that. We can charge less for the vendors to come in, less for the people to come in. And it could be a better expo overall because we're not only making the money on the door, but we're making money on the supplies and the feeder insects and our own reptiles as well. So we don't have to just charge an arm and a leg to get through the door for the vendors to come, all that fun stuff.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what you're thinking, whether we should continue diversifying the business or if I should double down on the online stuff and kind of focus more on that instead of the in-person expos, or if I should work on the expos more because we get that whole interaction.
Can't you do both? What's the harm in doing both? I think you need to go online. But
yeah,
we are definitely
online. That's where the majority of our sales are. We're on Amazon. We do FBA. We do, you know, FBM. We have a whole shipping department, 10 people in there.
Yeah.
We have a warehouse. So we're definitely doing both. But the expos, you know, it basically eats up an entire weekend. So I'm kind of focusing on, like, the bigger expos. We kind of cut out some of the smaller expos from our schedule. And, you know, I'd like to have weekends back. So is it worth it?
What is the benefit to you of doing an expo?
It's the in-person sales. So online, we're selling mostly the feeder insects.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a very short shelf life. So everyone is constantly ordering feeder insects on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not ordering the lights, the cages, the decorations as much as they are the bugs. So that kind of, the expos kind of help us move all the other product. And then online, we focus on the insects.
Why do you think people are not buying the stationary items online?
It's, one is Amazon. Amazon loves to sell stuff below cost, like below the cost of the product and shipping. It blows my mind that they do it. But it's almost like every product that they, for reptiles, is just below cost. I can't go on there and compete because they've got it below cost. So
wow.
They can go there and get it cheaper, or they can just go to an expo or a pet store because they need it right then and there. Most of the time, like if a light bulb goes out, you're not going to want to wait 2 days for a new light bulb to come in. You don't want them to be cold for that time.
Correct.
So they'll go to a store and get it then. Or if they have an expo on the weekend, they can just go there and go pick it up. So, that's mainly why.
How are your margins on that compared to selling insects?
The insects are definitely where it's at. To be honest, we can buy, you know, 1,000 mealworms and then sell it by the 125 count and, you know, quadruple our money if it's, you know, if the people don't need 1,000. If they need 1,000, then we can double to triple, but we can, you know, if we buy 1,000 mealworms for, let's say, like $4, we can sell it for $8, but we can sell 125 count for like $3.
Got it.
So you can make more on the insects because we break it down.
Yeah. I mean, here's my thought. It seems like it's worth it to double down on the insects and to really push more insects on people or expand that market and then see if by any chance you could hire out the weekends so you get your weekends back.
Yeah. I've been working on that. I've been trying to get myself out of more shows, but it's tough, you know, asking people to work 7 days a week. It's not the easiest life. So the only problem we have with the insects online is that there's a lot of DOA with it.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't always get exactly what they order because the post office can mess it up. They can lose it, and it just takes too long for them to arrive alive.
Yeah.
So we have a big refund rate on that. So we always constantly have to watch that refund rate and make sure that if there's a spike for any reason, hotter weather, it's going too far, then we either cancel the order, or we raise the price, or we do something like that to kind of offset that, or we'll change how we ship it. Right now we're drilling holes in the boxes because it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But then in wintertime we actually have to add a heat pack, a hand warmer heat pack,
mm-hmm.
so that they stay warm and they don't freeze to death. They don't freeze.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. Personally, I would double down on the insects, even with the DOA. It seems like there's such high profit margins that it's worth it, especially if you're known as, like, the one company that will get you exactly what you need in, like, 24 hours, and you can really push that and expand. That seems like really where the opportunity is at. The expos, it sounds interesting. I really just don't know enough about it and how expos work to really give you great advice on that.
Makes sense.
If you can hire it out, I would. If it's worth your time, I would continue doing it.
Yeah, they're definitely worth it. We do roughly 46 a year, and for those 46 expos, we're doing 850 to 900 from the 2.5 million.
Yeah.
So
wow, that's a
yeah.
Oh my God, I would definitely not cancel the expos then, or definitely well, do not skip. I keep the expos.
Yeah, there are some that you know are definitely smaller, but we'll do you know half of the bigger ones. Like in one day in the one expo we do, we could do, you know, 60 grand, but then in some of them, we only do 5 to 6.
Makes sense to
so,
me. Makes it, I
yeah.
would, yeah, I think it's, I think it's great. I think it's just, I think it, temporarily it's probably worth the sacrifice. You just keep doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I
is.
Would it's, place more emphasis online. I personally believe online is really where I would put most of my focus. Well, thank you so much, man. And yeah, definitely keep me posted with everything.
Will do. Thanks, Graham.
Cool.
I appreciate
it. You got it.
It.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you've not hit the like button, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And then lastly, we have a Discord group in the description. Make sure to add yourself to that. We have like any point in time now, there's like 500-600 people in the Discord. So if you want to join them, it's a really cool community. Make sure to do that. And anyway, with that said, thank you so much for watching. And until next time.